Well, thank you for that introduction. And today our guests are Mr. Matt Schilbowski. He's the Director of Central Services for the City of South Bend. And Mr. Jeff Hudek, he's the Director of Equipment Services for the City of South Bend. And gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carl. And it's always nice for you to have us back to your program.
We love having you on. So first, congratulations on being named the 2017 South Shore Clean Cities MACOG Green Fleet Member of the Year at our annual meeting in February. Thank you, and congratulations.
Thanks again, Carl. It's always nice to be recognized for our efforts in what we call greening the fleet by replacing liquid fuel vehicles with our alternate fueled vehicles, hybrids, or electric cars. But the real winners in this are our citizens. They get a cleaner environment throughout the city. So in purchasing those vehicles that we have purchased are going to be around for many, many years, emitting less emissions. And that's who really benefits our citizens with cleaner air.
Let's talk about some of the things that you've done to earn MACOG Green Fleet Member of the Year. Can you share with our listeners some of the success that South Bend has had in reducing some of your greenhouse gas emissions also?
Sure, Carl. Currently, we have about 218 vehicles, or 25% of our fleet, that are either hybrid, CNG, or electric-powered. And last year, these vehicles reduced our liquid fuel consumption by 175,000 gallons, which also resulted in a reduced greenhouse gases of 1,600 metric tons. And so we feel that's not only a success for South Bend, that's a success for the whole community.
Absolutely. You know, and I remember, you know, we've met and we've had you on different programs. And how did the city of South Bend actually build this fleet to include all these alternative fuel vehicles? I know it didn't start overnight, but how did you actually start this process?
No, actually, it starts, you know, with support of our city administration. Mm-hmm. Certainly, they put together a program and they support the funding so that we can continue to purchase alternate fuel vehicles. About 5 years ago, we started, and it started with a grant from Dieselwise, from IDEM, which has allowed us to purchase our first three CNG-powered refuse trucks and a slow-fill compressor. Seeing the value in that, the City of South Bend partnered with our local transportation company, Transpo, and we built a fast fill station. This is really where we got started, because in order to fill all these vehicles, obviously you got to have the infrastructure to do so. So investing in that infrastructure, building a fast fill station, once that was built, we got to expand our fleet. And now we have several different types of vehicles, including pickup trucks and police cars. So we went into gasoline, diesel, or powered vehicles also instead of just the diesel vehicles.
And so what obstacles did you encounter when making some of this change to compressed natural gas and alternative fuel vehicles?
Well, one of the obstacles is that getting some of our users to accept the change to natural gas. And as with any change, you have those that are supportive and see the positives, and some of those that push back. Most of our departments and users have really embraced the alternate fuel technology, knowing it's good for the environment. And they understand that producing less greenhouse gases today will carry over to future generations. They get it, and they feel good about the fact they're helping reduce our pollution. And all in all, mostly it's been a positive experience.
Well, again, I think, you know, you are definitely one of the leaders in our state with compressed natural gas and across the country. And so what advice would you give our listeners when they're considering a move to compressed natural gas?
Well, first off, I think what you need to do is you need to go gather as much information as you can. Being informed, because you're the one they're going to come to. You're going to have to answer the questions for folks. Speak with, visit people that are currently using CNG or other alternate fuels. Pick their brains. Ask a lot of questions. Get informed. Certainly you can contact South Shore Clean Cities. Carl, you have a whole lot of information out there, both about alternate fuel fuels and about alternate fueled vehicles. Then you need to go out, you apply for grants. There's federal grants, there's state, there's even local dollars available to help reduce your emissions. So take advantage of all those. It takes a lot of work, but it really pays off in the long run.
Well, you know, you talked about that, is that you what a resource you've been, not only to the City of South Bend, but to other fleets about helping on the education part. And I think that's really been a key to the success of Indiana, is folks like both of you that you've been such a resource, not only to your local community, but to other fleet managers to educate them on some of those things. So I can't say that enough to both of you, is that thank you so much for making a difference. And I wish we had an award for that, because you two would win that award. So what are some of your future plans for the city of South Bend in reducing some of these greenhouse gas emissions?
Well, I'm really excited about our future plans. Right now, like Jeff said, 25% of our fleet is alternate fueled or electric or a hybrid. Our plan is to get to 85%.
Okay.
That's our ultimate goal. It's going to take a few more years than we thought, but we're working in that direction. And we do have, like I said, the administrative support to do that. We're currently working on an idle reduction policy, which will cover all city vehicles. We will be installing our first electric charging station here in the next couple weeks in downtown South Bend, very close to our county city building. And I'm excited to say that in the next couple of months, we're going to get a few announcements coming out, I think, from the city administration that's going to be very helpful to us reducing our carbon footprint. So I think there's some exciting things coming to South Bend.
Well, there's always exciting things working with both of you and working with the city of South Bend, and we're really proud of all your accomplishments. So how can people learn more about the city of South Bend and some of the green things that you're doing?
Well, certainly you can go to the city webpage. There's some things in there about our fleet and the size of fleet. You can certainly contact Jeff Hudak at our office, or myself at our office at the Central Services Division for the City of South Bend. And certainly get a hold of us. We're free to meet with you. Either we can talk with you on the phone. We're glad to have you out and show you around the city, where our fueling stations look like, what the vehicles look like. And we're always wanting to share our information that we've gained so that you can become more informed.
Matt and Jeff, as always, thank you again for being on the show. Thanks for all you do for the environment. And that will do it for today's edition of the Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Matt Chabowski, Director of Central Services for the City of South Bend, and Mr. Jeff Hudak, Director of Equipment Services for the City of South Bend. Remember, Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.